Okay.
Just go with it.
Just
broke.
Go with it. All right. Something broke. All right. Well, hello, buddy. Welcome to the show. We're trying out some new equipment and new systems, and the gremlins are gremlining around here. So it's Friday, September 20th, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we've got lots to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phones, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. Today is also Storm Area 51 Day, and it's turned into this three-day music festival in these two tiny Nevada towns that are close to Area 51's fence. And when I say tiny, the combined population of these two towns is something like 127 people. And they don't even have a gas station. You have to drive 50 miles to get a gas, to get your car filled up. And they're concerned about too many people showing up simply because they don't really have the facilities to take care of them. And apparently reports from the scene is that, a lot of people are just, showing up unprepared to be camping out in the desert. They're in flip-flops and shorts. It gets very cold in the desert at night. And, of course, you're also dealing with rattlesnakes and scorpions and things like that. So this may get ugly before it is over. They're calling it alien stock. But the last report I heard on a radio news was that not that many people had actually shown up. So at the fence, I mean. So, anyway, getting into more serious news here, story that came out of Zero Hedge, the triumph of candidate Trump's foreign policy, backing off disastrous war with Iran. Now, the reason they're referencing candidate Trump was when he was campaigning, he was promising, we're going to get out of all these interventions. And it looks like he's intending to do so here. Of course, it may be pure politics because apparently the poll numbers for war with Iran are not good. Only 13% of Americans are in favor of a military strike with Iran. They can't sell it. They can't manufacture the consent to get this going. So the big question is, can Trump still avoid war with Iran? Well, he has for the moment. But a lot of people are saying, no, bad idea. Even the Senate Republicans are advising against military action in response to the attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. And, you know, he says, it's very easy to attack. But if you ask Lindsey Graham, ask him how did going into the Middle East work out? How did Iraq work out? How has Syria worked out, for that matter? Or Afghanistan? These wars are not going well. They're lasting far longer and costing far more money than originally was planned. And at some point, the U.S. is going to start running out of stuff. They're already having ammunition shortages. When they were doing that major bombing over in Syria, they were literally flying munitions out of Hawaii's military bases to get him over there. Now, Mike Pompeo is out there basically trying to reassert that under better circumstances, the American air defense systems would have knocked those drones and missiles out of the sky. And basically, he inadvertently along the way admitted the Iran crisis is a direct result of Trump's actions, and that there is a straight line that you can draw from Trump's pulling out of the P5 plus one deal and the risk of conflict today. And yeah, just pulling out of a deal, that was a big mistake. That was a big, big mistake, followed by other mistakes. This whole Iran thing, it's been one bad policy decision after another. Maybe that was Bolton's mistake, for which he got fired. Anyway, Vladimir Putin apparently made a phone call to Saudi Arabia's crown prince and said there needs to be an unbiased investigation of exactly what happened at that refinery, because the Houthis are taking credit for it still. The U.S. is claiming it was Iran. Iran has denied it. And Putin says, we need to know exactly what happened, because we really don't. I mean, everybody's guessing on this one. This is a stumper. This is a real stumper. Who did it? And the theories are all over that, it could have been the Houthis with Iranian-supplied weapons. But the Houthis have developed their own drones and cruise missiles, and this wasn't the first time they used them to attack Saudi Arabia. They have demonstrated a capability of hitting anywhere inside that country with their new weapons. They put them all on display last July. Said, look what we have built. And it doesn't make sense that Iran would have done this provocation. So was it somebody's idea of a false flag to create that pretext for war with Iran? Was it the United States? Was it Saudi Arabia itself? Was it Israel? Speaking of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, although not for much longer, I understand, praised Donald Trump's announcement he would slap new sanctions on Iran. And Netanyahu came on out and said Iran's aggression has increased of late, including in the Gulf, and this is precisely the time to increase pressure and sanctions. I am pleased President Trump has done exactly this. So Netanyahu's all gung-ho. Yes, let's hurt the Iranians more. Hurt them bad. Do bad things. Well, it may be a little more difficult to keep the pressure on because China is investing $400 billion, with a B, in Iran. And that's complicating the U.S. options because China is ignoring the sanctions and they're pouring money into Iran. Now, obviously, Iran would still like the U.S. sanctions to be removed. And here we see where U.S. foreign policy continues to fail, because we're driving China Iran into the Chinese sphere of influence. And that's not a good thing. The United States more and more is being isolated in the world. The EU is sick and tired of all the wars. China is moving closer to Russia. Now Iran is moving closer to Russia and to China. Our list of friends grows thin indeed. Now, interestingly enough, over at Zero Hedge, Tom Luongo is speculating that the Yemen war could actually bring about the end of Saudi Arabia. And he's apparently taken the position that the Houthis were behind this attack. And he says, the game has changed. The game has changed. If the Houthis, in fact, have this capability, it's time to do a rethink. So, and I would tend to agree. Now, there's another opinion. This one is coming from Jim Stone, who's an investigative reporter. He's convinced it was a false flag. He's convinced that there were no missiles and drones, and that basically small charges were placed on those tanks to get them smoking. And some of his reasoning makes sense. Some of his reasoning is a little weak. But he's out there basically saying that Saudi Arabia did this to themselves, and it was a false flag. But Putin is right. We need to find out for sure what's going on. Okay. All righty. Over in Israel, Netanyahu doesn't seem to be accepting the fact that he lost this last election. And he's headed for the door. I'm sure they're going to have to use a lot of sandpaper to get his fingernail marks out of the door frame, but he's headed for the door. And his time is up. His failure to form a new government after the April 9th election was strike one. His shock decision to call for a new election rather than allow Benny Gantz a chance to form a coalition government was strike two. And the disappointing performance in Tuesday's ballots, which saw Likud lose almost a quarter of the seats they previously had, was strike three. I mean, the Israelis made it very clear. They think it's time for Netanyahu to go. The question is, you know, until the government is formed and the Knesset convenes and they hold an election for a new prime minister, Netanyahu is still prime minister. How much more damage can he do where he finally accepts the inevitable and exits? So, according to this story, Netanyahu almost launched an all-out war on Gaza to try and postpone the election. That's how desperate he was. And of course, once he's no longer prime minister, there's no reason to delay all those corruption and bribery charges. Okay, over at the New York Times, they had a big article on the Israeli election. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was given space to, pardon me, race bait the group of Palestinian political parties in the campaign. The Palestinians and Arab parties had a real strong showing in this election, and they could wind up as the official opposition rather than just they sit over there by the door. And, of course, the New York Times allowed Netanyahu to basically call the Palestinians as terrorists and didn't let them respond. The paper even quoted Palestinian leader Ayman Oda, but it didn't let Oda counter that his honest allegation that he glorifies bloodthirsty terrorists. Alrighty. Meanwhile, back in Israel, this gets back to the category of what further damage can Netanyahu inflict. The Israeli army has raided a Palestinian non-governmental organization's office, and they raided the office of Atamir Prisoner Support and Human Rights Association. The Israelis stole five laptops, memory cards, three laptop memories, one laptop card, several books, and basically trash the office in the process of searching through it. And this is the third time that they have raided this office. And it's not like this NGO is doing anything bad. Netanyahu just doesn't like them. Also, up in the Jordan Valley, Israeli occupation forces closed the water pipes which supply Palestinian residents in the village of Bardale, in the northern Jordan Valley, east of the occupied West Bank. And member of the Bardala Village Council, Dirar Sawafta, said the Israeli forces stormed the village in the early morning and closed a number of pipes which supply the area without mentioning any reasons for doing so. Al-Ray Palestinian Media Agency further notes that this is not the first time Israeli forces have closed the pipes. Last July, Israeli settlers seized a number of wells in the village, banning Palestinian shepherds from tending their livestock. So, it's just more harassment and more suffering. But again, what can Netanyahu do between now and the day he finally accepts the fact that he's no longer prime minister? Meanwhile, over in Washington, D.C., Congress is once again trying to pass a bill attacking free speech by declaring that any criticism of Israel is anti-Semitic and it's rooted in Jewish hate, which is like saying that the only reason people criticize the Nazis is they just hate the German people. And it's silly, but Israel has gotten away with this nonsense for 60 years. Over in China, and I expect we'll see something similar here, journalists in Chinese state media are being tested on their loyalty to President Xi Jinping. And apparently it's being done with a mobile app with sections on Xi's political thinking and Marxism. And only those who pass this test, this loyalty test, will be issued press cards. Now, here in the United States, of course, it's handled a little more informally. If you work for a corporate media outlet and you use Israelis and Palestinian children in the same sentence, it'll cost you your job. That is still the unwritten rule of American corporate media. Thou shalt not criticize Israel, no matter what. All right, North Korea is rolling out the welcome mat. They're saying it's time for a new method from the U.S. in the nuclear talks. And basically what they're saying is they think that things are going to go a lot better now that Bolton is gone. Apparently, they couldn't work with Bolton. Bolton was just being too demanding. Of course, Bolton didn't want the peace talks to work. He wanted the U.S. to go on in and blow the place up. And getting into our domestic politics here, Bill de Blasio has officially withdrawn from the 2020 presidential race. And New Yorkers are absolutely unconsolable because now he's coming home. We're hoping he was going to be somebody else's problem for a while. Okay. CNN's Martin Savage traveled to the Iron Range area of Minnesota. Now, this is typically a Democratic stronghold. And traditionally, it's always been Democratic, but not anymore. Miners and working families are voting for Donald Trump. A little bit of good news. Democrats are trying to flip some districts, but some districts are flipping back the other way here. Speaking of CNN, apparently their staffers have a problem with the newest member of their staff, Andrew McCabe, claiming that he erodes CNN's journalistic credibility, which they don't really have any anyway. Apparently they don't like him, and I am still waiting for an indictment against McCabe. I'm getting a feeling it's not really coming here. All right, well, if you're watching the TV news, you've probably seen a lot of smoke, if you will, about this mystery whistleblower complaint. And this was an intelligence official who blew the whistle. We don't know what he's actually said. We don't know who the whistleblower is. It's all very hush-hush. But the Democrats are out there saying, oh, there's got to be something in there that would really put the screws to Donald Trump. And so they're desperate to basically get the whistleblower complaint, with Adam Schiff threatening a lawsuit against the Trump administration. And he's out there saying that he wants to get like a restraining order, wants the documents preserved. He's out there saying, this has to be rushed through the courts. This can't wait for, a long court case. But again, nobody really knows what's in there. But there's a lot of speculation. Apparently involves a foreign leader who may be Ukrainian. More about that when we come back from these commercials.
Corporate Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system. And get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And like me, you'll be glad you did.
The Public Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go to the phones. They're loading up here, and we're going to start with Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Before I get to the whistleblower, today the Federal Reserve, they came out and stated they are going to be giving banks more money up until October 10th of this year. And the money that they're talking about is $1.3 trillion. And that's more than what they gave the banks back in 2008, which was only $700 billion.
Yeah, there's definitely a crisis out there of some kind.
Right.
And I think
right.
we had that one report that in the case of Bank of America, that it is their derivatives that are blowing up on them.
Well, that's a possibility. Now, getting to the whistleblower, I don't know if you heard this this morning or this afternoon. A lot of people are saying the whistleblower is the former director of DNI, the National Intelligence Agency, and his name is Dan Coats, who's a Republican from Indiana. He's a Republican from Indiana that Trump appointed.
Okay. There's a lot of guessing going on this one, so we'll put his name on the list as a definite maybe, and that's final.
Right. Well, one thing I remember about him, he was very critical of the Trump administration when it came to a Trump relationship with Putin. That's a known fact.
Well, that certainly fits in with a lot of the other speculation that's going on right now.
Right. And again, like you stated, it's speculation.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, what they're saying is that apparently Trump is being at least cordial with the new president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, who he's also going to meet with at the UN General Assembly next week. And apparently this whistleblower complaint involves a promise made by Trump to this foreign leader, whoever it turns out to be. And that's what prompted the whistleblower complaint. Now, this may get tied up with Ukraine and Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and, you know, the bribing of the government to fire the top prosecutor who was investigating Hunter Biden. So there's a lot of skullduggery going around, enough for everybody here. And there's another speculation out there that basically Trump promised something to Ukraine if they would restart the investigation into Hunter Biden's son. Because at this point, it does look like, you know, it's going to be Trump-Biden next year, unless Hillary, God forbid, steps in.
Right. Well, I heard that Trump promised Ukraine $250 million, and the Pentagon was not happy about that.
Well, I can imagine they wouldn't be happy about that.
You know, regarding Biden's son, to be honest with you, I was very, very leery of him. You know, when he was alive and he was dealing with Ukraine, because he got a good sweetheart deal due to his father.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So, and that happened, what, about 4 or 5 years ago?
Something like that. And, of course, the corporate media is not talking about that because, you know, Biden's the Democratic front runner, and by golly, you know, we got to support Biden because he's going to get that Donald Trump out of the White House.
Well, again, you know, I have mixed feelings about Biden, and you know I'm not a fan of Donald Trump. So, well, Michael, I will let you go. You take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to switch to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It seems like I follow Jim a lot, but I was going to talk, you said, about McCabe and him not being indicted. Now, I think there's two good things about him not being indicted yet. One, there's a good chance they might be making a deal with him, and he might be squealing. I mean, that might be going on in the background. That might be a clue as to why CNN, they're all of a sudden starting to voice problems with him at the network. They might get subtle word that he's cooperating, and they want to punish him for that. The other thing that's good about having a rat like him around is Trump can sit back and see who's, like, defending him. You know, who in his administration is saying, oh, don't like go after him, be easy on him. You know, these are people that went for as a coup. You know, they tried to overthrow his presidency. They stalled 2 years of his presidency. I mean, he should have come in as president and had a honeymoon. There was no honeymoon for him at all.
Yeah.
It was, they were trying to entrap him, you know. And I mean, I'm outraged about it, because I feel like I've been disenfranchised, or they attempted to disenfranchise my vote, and I could just imagine how outraged he must be, and I give him credit for being able to control his temper a lot more than I would be able to. But once again, he can see around him now all the rats, all the little squirmy little snakes and neocons and rhinos, all of them that are telling him, Mr. Trump, if you're listening, anybody that's telling you to go easy on Comey or McCabe, they're snakes. Fire them immediately. Get rid of them. Now, I think
I would agree on that. And you've got, of course, all of these former Obama officials are all lining up saying, we will testify on behalf of McCabe that he's a swell guy and nothing should happen. Anyway, Joe, gotta let you go. Gotta take a break from commercials. After these few weeks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, Miracle. Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to go back to the phones to Keith Rogers. And Keith, what's on your mind today?
Well, I wanted to say something about China here, but, you know, Mike, your story yesterday about those 30 pine nut farmers.
Yes.
That were killed by the, yeah, you know, yeah, I watch Pompeo's Twitter account there, and this guy is off the loony bin there, but
yeah.
You know, it reminds me of the article here where it said a U.S. missile may have killed hundreds in Mosul, and this is where they hit a mosque. And it's a shame that American politicians care more about oil than they do human lives. And, of course, that's because they're brokers for oil for, like, Japan and stuff, because they make the profit, you know, the profits from this, you know. But it just shows a total disregard for human lives. And, of course, Pompeo himself, anyone that knows the covert actions of the CIA and the millions that have been killed in all these covert wars all through Latin America and stuff. I mean, this is all
yes.
done in Americans' name, and this is why people chant death to America. But anyway, in lieu of that, your earlier remarks here about China and stuff, I was just reading here that Montana and Nebraska did not secure China's sales for their soybean crop.
Yes.
And so on top of economic news, here in Montana, that's going to be devastating here.
Yes.
It's bad enough that so many farmers are going bankrupt now, and there's a rise spike in farmer suicides.
Yes.
And the other caller that mentioned the trillion, basically trillion dollars being injected there, the banks aren't loaning to anyone other than corporations to buy up their own stock. I know
yes.
people like myself that have even tried to refinance our homes, and they just won't do it. So, you know, I think the U.S. is digging themselves into a deeper hole.
Yes.
For every home that was, and I mean legally, you know, for those that can modify their mortgages to either purchase a new vehicle or a newer one and have the money to pay it with no problem like that, these are the ones that are robbing, which, of course, that's robbing from the actual society of those that are working to build vehicles and stuff. So, it's a massive circle that just keeps leading back to zero.
Well, you know, I predicted that this was going to happen when Trump put all these embargoes on China products and selling U.S. products to China. I said, China's going to go on out. They're going to find other suppliers. And if the sanctions go away, China's not going to come back. Why should they go through that? You know, and it's another case of... Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to insert one thing. You know, I don't care about Trump and his so-called policies in general. It's his actions and stuff. You know, he's a president, and I have no problem with that, you know. And I think he was duly elected as president there. My only problem with Trump is how he puts this blame game. Because anyone that knows, clear back in the late 80s, it was when U.S. corporations started offshoring U.S. jobs, and
yes.
they're doing it again, even under Trump. So this is the corporate fascism that we see today, and each one of those Americans that lost their jobs, lost their apartments, their homes, their vehicles, to repossession, they've lost their credit, and they just don't care. And, of course, the only way to do it is to flood the country with illegal immigrants who will work for peanuts to keep the wages down so no one can have any growth. So it's all part of a systemic issue here
yep.
that it's caused by these corporations that actually control the White House. Remember when Trump was going to China, the first thing he did before he went to China is he met with all those corporate CEOs.
Yes. Yes, he did. But, you know,
anyway,
we've been seeing this offshoring. I mean, literally the tax code was edited or changed, rather, to provide incentives for offshoring Americans' jobs to other nations back in the 80s. Right now, there's apparently a bill before Congress that would encourage businesses to recruit Asian and Indian workers ahead of U.S. workers. I mean, talk about an absolute betrayal and a sellout.
Yeah, and well, I guess one more thing and I'll hang up here, but, you know, and we can go back now for decades of how the banks have laundered hundreds of billions of dollars in cartel money.
Yes.
These guys have never faced consequences for this. And I mean, they're the ones that, like the CIA, have flooded the middle cities and inner cities there of all the drugs in this country to finance it. Because if you look at it, I mean, logistically, wherever the United States goes, a drug cartel is set up.
Yes. Well, look what they did in Afghanistan.
Anyway,
Taliban. Thank you. Yeah, look what happened in Afghanistan. The Taliban had eradicated opium production. And as soon as the United States moved on in, the poppies were blooming all over again. All right, we're going to switch over to Robert in California. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Boy, I'm not even sure where to start. Keith just really kind of, not only did he steal my thunder, but he really hit it out of the park. I couldn't find a single thing on everything he said that I don't completely agree with. We're looking at a really messed up scenario right now, Mike.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you know, I was calling originally about social justice, but what he said really ties into that on a kind of a macro level. What kind of social justice are we giving the rest of the world when all we're doing is creating our own enemies 20 years from now? I mean, it's been proven time and time again, and I'm sure you agree with me on this, that the entire reason that these enemies over in the Middle East exist is because we started going over there and blowing them up, like, you know, a generation or two ago. And,
yes.
You know, since we haven't stopped, they've started to get upset. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would have gotten upset a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know where to go with all this, Mike. I mean, I'm looking at all this news, and, you know, I'm a pretty educated person. Half the time, once I get around to actually calling into your show, I'm so upset. I sound like a blithering idiot because I'm, well, so upset. Man, this is just... How do we actually take control over this? And don't tell me call my senator, because I've called my senator, like, twice a week or more, like, for the last 5 years, and they're not listening. They don't give a damn.
Well, going back and looking at what happened during Prohibition, when alcohol that had sold for pennies was suddenly worth hundreds of dollars, it corrupted the entire government at virtually every level. A lot of people probably don't remember the father of the Kennedy boys, John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy. Their father, old Joe Kennedy, made a fortune during Prohibition, and we don't think he did it shining shoes. So
that's where they made most of their family fortune, believe it or not.
Yeah, and they were laundering it through the Boston Archdiocese. And so today we've got a similar situation. We have, you know, billions in drug money pouring into this country that's buying up our politicians. And you look at this story of what was going on with Hunter Biden in Ukraine, and all of these other scandals that are breaking loose, and you come to understand, we have a criminal government. It's a government made up of criminals who are out there using their government position to commit crimes, and that's why they don't care about the American people. They don't care about the infrastructure. They just want to go on out and bomb other countries to steal their resources, and they don't care how many of our kids get killed and crippled in the process. They simply don't. They don't have the mindset to do that.
Well, that exactly brings me around to my previous point. What is it exactly that we're supposed to do about it? Because I'm sitting here ready to act, and I just don't even know what to do. I can't stand up alone. It'll be a game of whack-a-mole. You know how that goes.
I mean, we really need to figure out how everybody
can come together. we really need, I mean, look, I hate to call you out on the grass here, but I really encourage you, since you have a voice out here a lot more than I do, that's for sure, is to start doing some homework into some legitimate options that we might have as a populace. And I'm not talking about legitimate options we might have had 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, when the government still gave us a little bit of an edge. I'm talking about, like, how can we react peacefully as a populace here when our government has gone completely off the rails, like it's pretty much proven at this point they've done?
Well, the biggest problem we're facing right now, of course, is that the government is working very hard to keep this population fragmented, whether it's Antifa and racism and social justice warriors. The one thing that they fear is the American people coming together as a single people, and then they'd be in a position to basically say, the way this country is being run is terrible. But now, you know, the government propagandists are out there pushing the transgender situation, the LGBTQ, and just all of this incredible nonsense. And all of its goal is to keep us fighting with each other over what really amounts to a lot of nonsense, but it's to keep us divided. The very first thing we have to do is find a way to bring the American people back together, and that's going to be very, very hard to do.
Usually the pure core understanding of a common enemy is a pretty good cohesive ingredient. I think that, well, and this is why I listen to your show and a lot of other shows like it, is because I believe that those of you out there that are actually trying to bring something to us about, like, what the truth might be, that's the cohesion. That's the ingredient we're looking for. I just, you know, I'm getting so frustrated, Mike. I'm sitting here and I'm watching and I'm reading and I'm observing and I'm listening and
yep.
and I'm. Everybody's not reacting. What's wrong here, man? I mean, did everybody really get so retarded in their smartphones and their little computer gadgets that we're just going to sit here with our heads bowed while 1984 comes and puts us in the ministry of truth?
Well, it's you coming. Know, yeah, well, it's already here. It's yeah. already here. So the situation is, you were saying before about awareness of a common enemy is going to bring the population together. And I think more and more Americans, certainly looking at the poll numbers, more and more Americans see the government as the common enemy. They just don't know what what they're supposed to do about it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just one of the other 370 million out there. Well, I'm sure not all of us agree, obviously, but yeah, I'm sitting here and I don't know what to do about it. I know that I'm ready to react. I know that I want to do something about it. I know that I want to be a responsible citizen to do it peacefully and get it done responsibly and appropriately, but I'm still sitting here scratching my head trying to figure out. I don't even know the first step. I mean, I've called my senators. I've written letters. I've showed up at city council meetings. They don't like me much. They've asked me not to come back. And
yep.
Yeah, this is what we're facing right now. And especially as any kind of a Republican or a conservative or, I guess, God bless, you know, right winger. I hate getting into the diatribes. I don't even, you know, there is no dialectic in reality. There is just fact. And it's really
yes.
hard for me to just look at this two-party puppet system here and just not want to puke. I'm really at my ends today. I know that I call in once in a while and I, you know, just kind of blasé over this and I get your reaction about that, maybe tell a couple of jokes. Man, today I'm just upset.
Well, that's actually a good start because it's going to provide you with the motivation to work to find something to do. Like I said, the biggest problem we have right now is to take this fractured population, which was, you know, broken into these chunks deliberately to keep us weak, fighting with each other. We have to find a way of calling them all back together and say, look, forget about color, forget about racism, forget about gender. You are all Americans. Start acting like it.
God bless you, Mike. Yeah, that was very well said. And, you know, I hate to rub it in, but I might stress that point might also be very applicable to Tom and Dustin. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I've tried to
saying.
Tap that down a little bit. And
yeah, can I ask you one favor about that?
What's that?
Can you make a personal request to both of them not to discuss each other on the air? Because we didn't come here for some kind of, like, rant, chat room kind of, you know, dispute. We actually came here to listen to Mike Rivero, not Dustin or Tom. And I love hearing from both of them. I actually do like a lot of what either one of them has to say, and I do disagree with them on some points. But if they could just get to their own points and leave everybody else alone, we would all benefit so much more. That's my own personal opinion. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So with that, Mike, I'm going to let you go, and you have a great day. I'm glad you and Claire are settling in well. Oh, and did you get into your new place yet?
No, that'll happen right after the 1st of October. We still don't have
okay.
an exact
right.
date, but no, it's a lovely little place, and all of our furniture's in storage, and we got our car, and so bit by bit, all of the pieces are being taken care of. And so we think it's going to be pretty and prices here, it's just amazing how inexpensive everything is around here.
I knew that you would go through a little price shock, yeah, when you look at the cost of living in Hawaii, about anywhere else
yeah.
you'd like to live, other than California, where I'm stuck at right now. Yeah, it's probably a good move. No, I'm only stuck in California because when I moved here 12 years ago, I thought I was coming out here for a really good job, and next thing you know, I'm sitting here like trying to work and save up for enough money to move back away.
Yeah, that was happening a lot. In Hawaii, where people would go to the expense of moving there because they'd been promised a job, only to get there and the company has collapsed, gone out of business, especially in the tourism sector.
Yeah. it's really rough what has happened with the tourism because of the economy. Nobody's got money to go out and spend anything on anything. Well, hey, I don't want to get off in the weeds, Mike. I'm going to let you go so you can get back to the news, but I really appreciate what you're doing. I don't ever want you to stop.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep going just as long as I can here or until global peace and prosperity breaks out.
Good luck.
You know, another reason why people aren't coming to Hawaii or even doing a lot of tourism inside the United States, they're going to other countries where they don't get groped and fondled by TSA and they can feel like they're on a real vacation rather than, you know, being sent to prison. All righty, we're coming up here on another break. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back with more news and phone calls after the music starts. There it is. All right, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And boy, the phone lines are loading up here. So let's go with James on Maui. And aloha, James. What's up, brah?
Oh, I just, starting to listen to your radio show again. I had given it up for a couple of years.
Okay.
Dealing with health issues. And I can appreciate wanting to get out of Wahoo. It's really turned into a ghetto. It's like turned into a ghetto. And and when they decided to go with this mass transit deal, I knew it was really going to get bad. They should have obviously double-decked Nimitz Highway, like maybe two lanes down to, you know, Pier 17, another two lanes down to Ward Avenue with contraflow. That would have worked. Would have been poured about 5% of the concrete. They already owned the right-of-way. It would have been a cheap fix that would have worked for 20 years if they did the right things out, you know.
You know, everybody was thinking, you know, we're money, 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 money. How do we make money off of this thing? And the light rail system on Oahu has been a complete disaster. It's billions over budget. It's years behind schedule.
Absolutely.
The construction company is fighting, you know, citizens' efforts to get an audit to find out what all that money was spent on. And a lot of people are convinced these trains are never going to run. And we're going to be stuck with this eyesore.
Well, they won't be running 24 hours, and that's what you need with a transit service. Well, I lived over at 49th and Pine in West Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's about a half mile from two different stations on the Market Frankfurt L.
Yeah.
And all night long in the summer, you had to have your windows up and the fan going, but all night long, you'd hear them screech, screech, screech into the station, and then these are half a mile away, you know.
Yeah.
But at least the public transit worked because within the radius of each station on there, I would guesstimate there were probably 2,000 people within walking distance.
Yeah.
And more that could get there off of the city buses, and there was no parking where I lived. I went public transit totally, but so I don't blame you for getting out of there. It was a mess. Last few times I've been over there,
it was just too expensive, and drug problems out of control, crime is out of control, the homelessness is out of control. And we went through a period about, I think it was 4 years ago, when the adjoining apartments on either side of us were both dealing drugs, and one of them was actually manufacturing on the premise. So we're here in Indiana. We're staying with family. And we are going through price shock because everything here is so much less expensive, along with things that we can buy here that we simply couldn't find on Oahu. Anyway, James, we're coming up here on station identification, so I'm going to have to let you go and say aloha and thank you for the information. Thank you for the voice from home, because I may be living in Indiana, but I think I'm always going to be Hawaiian at heart. All right, so James, thanks an awful lot. We got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.